A portrait of the blogosphere in the Arabic-speaking world. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Researchers at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University analyzed about 35,000 active Arabic language weblogs in 18 different countries. One of the more interesting findings, according to Harvard's Bruce Ettling, is topics of the bloggers tended to revolve around their own countries rather than wider regional issues, and the United States barely registers.
There are not many pan-Arab issues that unify these groups. Based on their link histories, they end up falling into national groups. So one of the key findings was that people care more about local issues than they do about international ones, and that often I think research that goes into looking at online activity and trying to understand how the U.S. is perceived overseas often goes in with that sort of preconceived notions that they care about the U.S. A bit more than they probably do. So we found that the U.S. was a very rare topic of discussion, as opposed to local political leaders and local political issues. However, when the U.S. was discussed, it was typically in a negative way, which sort of lines up with polling that's been done in the region as well.
What do we know about how influential Middle East bloggers are at shaping public opinion around various issues?
So probably the two or three biggest countries that have the most political bloggers are first Egypt, which is the largest part of the network, has tons of opposition voices in it, from secular reformists on one side to the Muslim Brotherhood on the other. And it's interesting because the Muslim Brotherhood is not allowed to participate in the political process in Egypt at all. It's sort of banned from those activities. And yet the regime is allowing the Muslim Brotherhood to have this huge presence online. The other one is Kuwait. So Kuwait's also, because of some recent political changes in the last couple of years, I'm sure there's been some debates about redistricting and voting in the country, as well as succession issues, as well as parliamentary debates. The Kuwaiti blogosphere is probably, which actually splits into two, those prefer English sources and those that prefer Arabic. And we found that the Arabic bloggers in Kuwait are probably the most politically active and most involved in day-to-day debates in that country about political issues.
How common are sort of extremist views in the blogosphere that you looked at? You know, is jihad, for example, a popular topic of discussion?
Very, very little extremist language. And we found that when terrorism is discussed, it's in a critical way. And also that we did some term scraping took extremist groups in the region with experts from the region, gave us a list of groups, and then we scraped that. And we found, you know, no cluster on the map really preferred to talk about this group a lot relative to others, any of these groups. By terrorism, we were thinking anti-U.S. groups that are attacking civilians for political purposes, like al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. So we found very little support for that type of activity.
Bruce Ettling with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.